Jabal said, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Resh Lamed Dalid, about the third paragraph in. V'hine Adam shelo amad al tachlis habria. So a person who does not yet understand the entire purpose and nature of life. Shetachlisa lahanik v'lases lizulasa. What is the purpose and nature of life? To go ahead and to give and to provide for the other. Lo b'ma'arecha zu shechika shel chayas. What's remember we were speaking about yesterday, this distinction between when a person is married and a person is single. When a person is single, so they can choose to be a giver, but they are not mandated to be a giver. When a person ultimately gets married, at the end of the day, their entire life becomes about giving. So a person who doesn't understand that giving and doing for the other is the essence of life, so sees this new marital reality almost like as an erosion of his autonomy. He feels that he's always being asked to give. If a person feels put upon, and a person feels that, oh, I always have to give, I always have to do. So what does he look for? All right, if I'm going to give, then what? I'd like to know that it's going to be reciprocated. So a person looks for reciprocity. Or perhaps he feels if there's not reciprocity, he'll feel that he's giving more than he's getting, and that's simply not fair. Lu'umas zos, Adim shehifnim vehaven hativ shekol tachlis alosis. On the other hand, a person realized that his entire purpose is to give. Af shebevadei eno b'madrega. Even though he's not in the madrega to just give and not receive at all, ulam hu mamid es atzmo kinosin, but rather he understands that his essence is to be a giver. Ubechol zeis ubechol shah hu nidrash hu oses zos mitochis taklus amuka shleman kin hu chay. On the other hand, if a person realizes that the entire essence of life is to give and is to do, then ultimately, again, he goes ahead and he does what needs to be done at every moment, and he understands that this is the entire purpose of life. And I will say, of course, again, he personally that also realizes, does not wait for reciprocity, right? There's a big problem in life that often we wait for, we do good things and then we wait for other people to reciprocate. Truth is, that's not why you do good things in life. You do good things in life because you're supposed to do good things in life. If other people reciprocate, that's like gravy. But it is absolutely not the motivation for doing anything in life. In fact, again, this is not meant to sound morose, but it's actually better in life to expect nothing from anyone. Not in a bad way. People are wonderful. But don't do things because you expect someone else to do something. Do something ultimately, again, because it's correct, because you know what it's supposed to be done, because you know in life that you're supposed to be a giver. If people reciprocate, wonderful. If they don't reciprocate, it's also okay, because you're doing what you need to get done. Be'omek, tachlis hanisun hilisachet. So the truth is, on a deeper level, the entire essence of marriage is to become one, to unify. Kol zman sha'adam choshe v'doeg la'atzmo. If a person is only worried about himself, it's not shayach that he's going to connect with the other. For this purpose, God created the concept of giving. It is through giving that a person is able to break his worry for himself. Es anuchiyuso, his ego. When a person is mevatel, this fixation on his self, so he is able to connect in a profound way with the other. So it could be, and I guess this would all depend on how you choose to phrase it, that giving is not an ends, but rather giving is a means to be able to negate the ego, to negate the self. And I will say, now negating the self sometimes sounds like something very negative. So no, what it means is that life is not about me. Life is not about me. Life is about what old... Well, what life is about is a good kasha. But one thing is clear is it's just not about me. How does a person become a little bit less self-centered? By giving. When you give to the other, by definition, what you are doing is you are putting the needs of the other before your own. If you're putting the needs of the other before your own, then by definition, you are moving away from an egocentric existence.
That the world was created for you.
I'm sorry?
The world was created
for me to do. There is a rest of this. Yes, kala olam nivra bishvili. It was created for me, but for me to accomplish something, for me to do something, not just for me to sit back and relax. So it's created in a purposeful way for me to do. But again, this from the Jewish perspective, the idea is for me to do for the other, for me to do X, for me to do Y. These are all things that are not related just simply to the self, but ultimately related to some type of accomplishment. And I will say, now what he's pointing out over here is something very interesting, which is that in order to have a successful marriage, so one has to go ahead and not simply focus on the self, but one has to be able to focus on the other. The best way that a person could lead a life of not focusing on the self, focusing on the other, is through giving, is through nesina. Nesina is a behavioral act or an emotional act that conditions us to go ahead and understand that life is not simply about me. Life is about the other. Life is about what I can do. And it moves me away from an egocentric life. Hamaskil Yavin, so one who understands will understand. Shemechivan shetachlis hanisuin hi is achtos. Since the entire essence of marriage is achtos, is togetherness. And I will say, he's not making that up. That the Torah itself says. When it says, Al ken yazov ish es ave v'imo, man will leave his mother and father. V'davak b'ishto, he will cling to his wife. V'hayu lebasar echad, and they will be one flesh. So this idea of being one, this his achdus is the essence of marriage. V'chozman she'adam kashuv rak litzrachav ulirtzonav i'afshal his achedim zulaso. If I am only focused on my needs, then by definition I cannot connect with the other. Lachin Yatzar top of Rish Lamate, Lachin Yatzar Kadish Baruchu, Mikhsholim Rabim, Vikalim Rabim, Mikhsholim Vikalim Rabim, La Adam, Shal Yadam Tivuto Shikaso Batsmo, Vahak Shavaso Ach Viraklatarchi Atmo. Therefore, a Kadish Baruchu went ahead and created many different utensils and many different Kalim that are there to help me, that are there to help me not simply focus or be self-absorbed in my own needs. Al ha'adam lahavin, shekol ha'afra'osav b'nisuin. Listen to this. Tichtachlisam ketisha atzmis, bitol atzmi, shaviras ha'igo, ha'anokhios aritzonosav ha'pratin. Well, say a person is supposed to realize that very often, all of the friction that exists within marriage, and obviously, we're talking in general terms here. We're not talking about a person who has serious, like significant issues within a marriage sometimes, which are the deal breakers. But he's talking about over here that very often when I run into challenges within the marriage, the idea of the challenge is to lead to a negation of the self, bitul atzmi, to break the ego, to get me to focus on something other or someone other than myself. Lo yaskil ha'adam lahavin zos. If a person were to only realize this, mabato al kol ma'arechas hanisuin yihye shono lechalutin. His perspective on marriage would change radically. In other words, we'll say what the Mechaber is saying over here is like this, that if a person would realize that the real essence of my life challenges, of my marital challenges, are in order to go ahead and get me to stop being such a self-absorbed person and to be a little bit more focused on the other, a little bit more giving to the other, to break the ego, then a person would have a radically different perspective on marriage. Suddenly, again, my problems, quote-unquote, my challenges are actually there for my betterment. They're actually there to make me a more complete and more whole person. Adam, she'ino mu'unyan la'avod al atzmo, a person who is not really focused on working on himself, im yikra estivarinu, if he'll read these words, Ulai hu yachlit chas v'shal molis chatin. So we'll say it could be that if a person is very egocentric and a person is very focused on themselves, they'll read this whole chapter and say, you know what? Forget it, I don't need to get married. He says, Hu mefached ma'od mi bitol ritzon osov v'rotze lidog la'atzmo tamid. Because sometimes a person says, you know what? I like being self-absorbed, right? I like taking care of myself. I want my life to be about me. And as such, again, I don't really want to spend my life focused on the other. Ulam, adam shemechapes emes. But if a person is a seeker of truth, umishtokik ladas es tachliso, and wants to really understand the true tachlis, the true essence of life, maskil umevin shekol tachlis hanevroim hibitol ritzonam, v'hedvekos b'ritzon boram. Person will realize that the entire essence of life is to negate personal will and to ultimately, again, to figure out and to cling to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeu omek ma'arechas hanisun. And this is the true platform of marriage. Bitul gadol sh'ritzonos adam. We'll say, marriage is all a framework in which a person learns not to be self-centered and egocentric. That is the entire essence of marriage. And by the way, that's not just important for marriage, that's important for my Judaism. Because the only way to be a good Jew is if I'm not egocentric and self-centered. Because if life is about me, then by definition, why should I do mitzvos? Why should I do all the incredible things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands me to do each and every day? So marriage is the tool, marriage is the vehicle by which we learn not to be self-centered and by which we're able to go ahead and literally break through the ego. In kavanos hadvarim, shein binisun oring v'simcha. So I'll say it's very interesting. See, as you know, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say that marriage should not be enjoyable and fun and beautiful. Because really, he's making it sound like over here that the entire essence of marriage is to break your ego, right? Is to break your ego. Is to go ahead. That obviously, again, that comes up more often within the conflicts. But of course, marriage is supposed to be filled with simcha and filled with beauty. Ulam imzos yesh bohem gam koshi ubitol tzonos shalda. But also, everyone knows that even in the most perfect of marriages, there are disagreements, there are arguments, and there are challenges. That's part of the fabric of marriage. The question is what you choose to do with those opportunities. Do you choose to go ahead and say, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into over here? Or does a person say, no, these challenges are opportunities for me to transcend myself, for me to be mavatal, my ego, for me to try to figure out how to be a giver. He goes on, he says, Tachlis Hanasina, I'm sorry, this is a major part of marriage. This idea of marriage, of dealing with marital conflict and using marital conflict as a way, A, to become a giver, B, to transcend the ego, and understand that life is not just simply about me. This is a major part of the framework of marriage. Again, not of course chas v'shalom exclusive or mutual, not of course to exclude the oneg and the simcha, those are all parts, but from the difficulties, from the challenges of marriages, ultimately a person learns how to be a giver and a person learns how to negate the self. Qualities and traits that are necessary not just for a successful marriage, but for a successful life. All right, we'll stop over here. Mir Tisha, we'll pick up with paragraph Kaash share tomorrow.
You're the only one giving them, that's going to cause problems, no matter what your expectation is.
And that's why I remember again.